انشالله ساعت 17.
It is 3:10 in the afternoon. We have a Shiraz Mashhad flight at 5:00 and we'll then come back to Shiraz. I hope the weather will be good and we can conduct the flights on time as always.
You sometimes get the feeling that something is going to happen. Miss Shams told me, "You're not yourself today." I said, "Something's wrong. Something's gonna happen."
It was in 2010, if my memory serves me right, April the 5th. It took us 6 hours and 35 minutes to go from Muscat to Chabahar and then return to Muscat. We spent 3 hours and 10 minutes flying at night, and we experienced clouds and rain and thunder for 2 hours.
I was going to Mashhad. It was winter, and the sky was clear all over Iran.
We went to Dubai, Bushehr, Dubai and Shiraz. All the flights took place during the night over the clear waters of the Persian Gulf. In 3 hours and 40 minutes, we conducted the Mashhad-Bushehr and Mashhad-Shiraz flights. We had rain and wind and thunder and severe jolts the whole time. Our routes for going from Shiraz to Isfahan is defined by two points. They have a name. The entrance point to Shiraz and its exit point towards Isfahan is called Kavat, and the entrance and exit points from Isfahan to Shiraz is called Gesi.
I told Imam Reza, "These people who are boarding the plane in this cold winter, it was -4 degrees. They have come to visit you. So I put them in your care." The plane was okay. There was nothing to make us think that there was something wrong with it. But I had a feeling that something was going to happen.
And what?
100 cents. Lower chair selected. Kinnage. 1013.
When I went to the airline office to buy a ticket, I saw Captain Nastfard and I thought it was a good opportunity to broach the subject. I had only seen his picture in the newspapers before, and that's how I recognized him. When I asked him if they were hiring females and I told him I had myself in mind for the job, he said, "Are you Miss Shams?" And I said, "Yes."
We suddenly encountered a thick cloud in an area of 10 square kilometers. Iran's sky was clear everywhere else, but I'm not saying 10 kilometers. It might have been further. There were clouds all around us at the extent of 20 or 30 square kilometers, and then it began to snow.
Captain asked me to fill in the application form, telling me to come the next day. Since I had poor eyesight, there was no tomorrow for me, so I didn't go there. I just went to Tehran without letting anyone know.
They defrosted the plane, we picked up the passengers, and we stood at the runway, ready to take off.
Where can I find a good doctor? Doctors who are in northern Tehran might be more skilled. So I went to Gandhi and took a look at the signs and went to the oculist that I found. I visited about 8 of them, telling them, this is the reason I want an eye surgery. Will you be able to treat it? They all said, nothing is certain, maybe. Then I went to another doctor in Gandhi and he told me, of course, your eyes will be as right as rain. As gentle as a father, you know, it was such a relief.
The clouds descended. I think they were 30 or 40 meters high. The clouds were about 30 or 40 meters above the ground. They might have been higher. I'm not really sure. They were turning into mist.
When I went there, Mr. Nasrfar told me, you were supposed to come the next day. What happened? It's been a month. Where did you go? What did you do? I didn't tell him the truth. I thought it better not to tell him. I just told him I had something to take care of. But that month felt like a whole year to me. The day I went to apply for the job in the Asaman company, there was a doctor there. He was from Isfahan. He said, a woman? And so short at that? And you had a laser eye operation?
We took off. We had to take off from the Mashhad runway, circle Imam Reza shrine, and then fly southwestward.
I was 1 centimeter short of the desirable height, but they let it pass. I am 165 centimeters. I had to be at least 165 centimeters. 5 feet 5. When they were going to measure my height, I couldn't stand on my toes, but I tried to stand tall.
While we were going round the shrine, one of the plane's anti-icing systems broke down. Miss Shams glanced at me, and I told her, don't worry, let's be on our way.
They asked me to go outside and wait for the commission's opinion. After a short while, they told me I had passed. It happened when I had come back from Isfahan to rest for a couple of days and then go back to the university. I was sitting in the yard and I remember it so clearly. I was talking to my family about Shiraz and Isfahan and the university. Then I told them I had taken a trip to Shiraz without their knowledge, and they asked me why. I told them I took a test. A test? Yes, a test. It was then that they really started to listen. I never thought my father would accept it, because it's considered a man's job after all. I never thought my family would allow me to try to work as a pilot, because it was considered a man's job. Shall we go? Ya Ali. There were 12 of us who took the test, I and 11 boys. I was sitting in a corner telling myself, these guys have a future, they have a motivation. What about me? When we completed the test, they said we were going to fly a plane according to our scores. There was no discrimination against me. They really called everyone according to the scores. When it was my turn, I flew the one-engine aircraft. After 9 hours and 50 minutes, my coach concluded that I was capable of managing the plane on my own and without his help, as I had just demonstrated. After that, I told myself, I don't care if I'm employed or not. I really love this job, and I'm willing to go to the very end.